What is up out there, all my GLT listeners? It's your girl Taylor Marie back with another episode of Girls Love Talk Podcast, and we are gonna get into some things, so stay tuned. Yo, what's up? Welcome back to another episode of Girls Love Talk Podcast with your host Taylor Marie. How y'all feeling out there? Hopefully good. I'm hoping everybody is staying in good health. And if you are, that was me straightening my throat. Okay. Clear my throat. I don't have the corona. Okay. I don't have the COVID, but I do hope that y'all who do have little colds or allergies or whatnot, you know, y'all still taking care of yourselves and, you know, doing everything you need to do to stay straight. And protecting yourselves. And I do hope that y'all are following the orders, you know, the quote unquote stay home ordeal, because you need to be, first of all. And just practicing good hygiene, because that's something you're supposed to be doing all the time anyway. And don't get scared, y'all. The only thing I'm concerned about, really, like I said, is it's just like what's going on? Like, bills ain't stopping. So what are we gonna do? Because a lot of people are out of work right now, and not getting paid, but they still have to be able to take care of themselves. Okay, you need money for bills, you need money for food, everything. Okay, so what's up? What we finna do? I know we got the stimulus checks coming, but even that's like, okay, still gotta wait for it, and that's definitely not enough for, you know, life's expenses. But I don't know, y'all, we gotta stay prayed up. We just gotta keep praying, keep positive attitude, stay busy, you know, apply for unemployment if you do qualify. You definitely should be doing so. And for us who still have to work, I know, like me, I've been expressing, I'm cranky. I am, because I feel like I'm not safe. How the hell is my county on lockdown, stay in shelter place, whatever the shit they got going on. But I still have to work, so I'm still being put at risk. But at the same time, I'm also grateful that I'm still working, because truthfully, if I was not, then I think shit would be just 10 times worse than what it already is right now for me personally. So I gotta be thankful to God for that. You know, just trying to stay positive, man. I've just been working out. I'm trying to stay consistent with that. I do my outside workouts, my at-home ones. But I will say, when I do the at-home ones, you know, they're not as long as, like, when I'm being super active outside. But, hey, as long as you're moving, I'm doing good with my eating as well. I'm not, you know, I definitely don't eat the way I used to. So, I'm still on my health journey. You know, it's going pretty good. Hopefully y'all got some positive things to talk about besides this horrible coronavirus out there. But anyway, today I wanted to get into some relationship talk. Okay? I wanted to get into the question of, okay, well, it's not, I won't really say it's a question, but I'll say this. The ordeal with private relationships versus secret relationships, okay? And the reason I wanted to get into that topic was because of the clip I saw of The Real. Now, no, I don't watch The Real, because I really don't watch TV like that nowadays. I really just don't. But, I every now and then I see, like, I love to see something about, like, you know, interesting topics or whatnot. And, you know, it just, if I feel like it's interesting, I'm going to watch it. And so I saw a clip on The Real where they were Asking if it is important or necessary to share your relationship status on social media. Now, they did get a response, and it was about at least 75% of people saying no, they don't feel like it's important. And I could understand why, because of course, your first instinct is like, well, that's not a necessity. That's not something you have to do, and it's not something that, I mean, is necessary for people to see or know. However, that's why I wanted to talk about private versus secretive, okay? Because of course we all would agree that yeah, it's nothing wrong with being, a little private when it comes to your relationship, and it's just part of like protecting your little special thing you got going on with that with that person. I'm all for that because I feel like I'm that way. I've never been loud and just all vocal about what I got going on with a person, okay? So I can agree with that. I can understand that. But for the people out here who are secretive, it just comes across to me as shady. And here's what I mean with the difference with secretive. Secretive meaning you don't even acknowledge that that person is even in your life, okay? Secretive meaning like you've been in a relationship for about 6 years, and for maybe five of them, people ain't even know that person existed. Or maybe all six of them, people ain't know it existed. Like, people don't know you to be a person in a relationship. It just gives off weird vibes. And it also makes you question, like, why? Because I ain't gonna lie, to me, that automatically raises questions or eyebrows and goes towards, like, what's the reason? Now, here's how I can understand. This is the only way I can really understand why a person would be like that about their relationship, is probably only if they are dealing with somebody who has different religious beliefs than them or something like that. I can understand that because in a lot of people's cultures, and religions, like, let's say you a dang Muslim, you can't be dating nobody that's atheist. Like, that's like, boy, your whole family might disown you, your friends, you might, that's different. I ain't talking about nothing like that. I'm talking about people who just literally hide the fact that they're in a relationship. It's like, what is the point? If you're not trying to offend your partner, then you really ought to think about how you move. You really ought to think about that, because that's my thing. No, it's not about what we think. We on the outside are thinking. It's not about us, but it's more so about the person you with. Because imagine if you, the person who's doing that to somebody, was the person getting that done to them. Imagine if that was you, the shoe were on the other foot. You in a relationship with somebody, but they out here literally acting like you don't exist, like they don't even have a girlfriend or a boyfriend. You're gonna be feeling some type of way, ain't you? You're gonna be looking like, what's the reason? Are you trying to see somebody? You trying to make yourself available for somebody or look a certain way? You trying to portray yourself a certain way? Like, what's the deal? You know what I mean? Because that's how you run into some problems too. Because understand that, yes, if you, nobody knows that you're in a relationship or something like that, like, and they approach you, and then you entertaining it, and y'all talking and this that, then it's like, well, where does that leave that person that you with? Like, damn, you act like they don't even exist. And I won't say, I'll say this, because I know a lot of other people out there might be like, well, you do have people out, it don't even matter whether a person acknowledges somebody openly or not, that they're in a relationship with them or not, because you got some people who they share their boyfriends or girlfriends on social media, and they real open about being in a relationship and stuff, and they still be out here moving shady, okay, if you know what I mean. And that's a good point. That's a real good point. However, to me, it's just worse to be a person who won't even acknowledge the person versus being a person who does acknowledge their person, but you'd still be trying to be on some little funny shit, okay? Both are bad. Don't get me wrong. Both are pretty fucked up, but it's worse. To me, it's worse when you don't even want to acknowledge the person, because it just raises them questions like, well, damn, are you ashamed of them? You know, what is it? And it may be none of my business at all. You're right. But to me, it just looks funny. It just looks funny. It looks bogus. And just imagine if that person that you being that way with caught on to that. And they called your ass out on it. Like, dang, you know, we've been together for a while, and I feel like you don't even, you know, proudly show me off. Or I don't feel like you want people to know we together. I feel like, you know, what would you say to that? What you gonna say to that? Especially knowing that's the truth, that you really are or have been trying to, like, you know, not really acknowledge them or look a certain way or look or appear single. Like, what are you gonna say? And then you know what question that really brings about? It really bring about that question of why? Why are so many people with somebody that they are not proud to say they're with? Why? Why is it like that? Why are we with people that we not proud to say we with? I mean, what's the whole point? What is the point? Like, if you gotta hide them for whatever reason, to me it's just like, well, then that shit ain't working. Or maybe I just need to be friends, or maybe I just need to break up, just period. Like, or maybe, you know what I mean? Like, it just don't seem like it's a good you know, connection between the two. But let's put a plot twist in there. Let's say you not acknowledging that your partner even exists. Like, you one of them people who people wouldn't even know you got somebody or whatever, right? And let's say your partner saw that. They peeped that, but they like, I ain't gonna call them out on that, because all they gonna do is think that I'm trying to be nagging, or think that I'm overreacting, or this could really be a bad argument. So you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna just instead, I'm going to do them the same way. Because y'all know we love saying keep that same energy, or two can play that game. Y'all know we love doing that tit for tat shit. So imagine if your partner just started being the same way you was being. Now you got two people who are together who are acting like the other person does not exist. So you see what I'm saying? How toxic this shit gets, and how, you know what I mean? Maybe your intentions ain't bad. Maybe you ain't being extra private and secretive about your relationship because you ashamed of it, or you want to be a low-key player or whatnot. But it's still just like that question of what is the point? Because to me, that's a sign of disrespect. There is no reason a person who'd have been in your life for a year or more, you know, y'all take trips together, y'all very intimate with each other, y'all shit, living together or about to live together, talking about kids or you know, all types of shit like that, but they're not worthy of being acknowledged. It just don't make sense. Something ain't gelling there with me. So that's my whole question is, why are we confusing the two being a person who likes to be private with their relationship and a person who is just secretive about being in a relationship? Why are we confusing those two? Because those are two different things. You can't just say, oh, well, I'm a private person when it comes to my relationship and this is that. But don't nobody even know you have one. That's a whole nother, you didn't take it to a whole nother level. That ain't private. That's beyond private. That's just like the whole top secret shit. And I just don't get it. Now, for celebrities, maybe I could understand that because they already they be paranoid because they got people who will sit up here and make up stories and be hiding in their bushes trying to get pictures and piecing stuff together, all types of crazy stuff like that. Now that makes sense. But for us regular dagglers out there, no, that it make it look like some shadiness. And it's the same thing. I mean, I guess it could be like that with celebs too, but for us, it's more so like, dude, who, you in the witness protection program or what? Like, you are not that big of a deal to where if somebody know you got a girlfriend or boyfriend, that is just the end of the world. It is what it is, okay? And a lot of us care too much about what people think. And that also goes into some, see what I mean? It start off as a general question, but then it gets deep because it opens up some, you know, quite uncomfortable conversations, if you ask me, because then it goes to the point where it's like, there's really some people out here who are with people that they love and they care for and everything like that, but they're ashamed of them to some extent. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's guys who will not acknowledge their girl because maybe she big boned it. Maybe they don't like that she bald headed. There's guys, there's girls who might not acknowledge their man because, hey, he's short. Or maybe he don't look the way they feel like society would accept or think is fine, consider is fine. Like, it's that serious. It's a lot. You see what I'm saying? So it gets pretty deep because, like I said, I don't mean to be negative. I'm not saying, oh, if you don't post your man and your girl and you don't do this and you don't do that, that you don't care about them. Because again, you got people who are very vocal about being in relationships and stuff, and they still be having the nerves to be on some messy two-faced shit. But to me, for you to not acknowledge a person at all, just at all, that their whole existence in your life, that's just so, that give off way worse vibes than the other. So I definitely want to hear from some of you ladies and guys out there as to what's your take on that. You know, do you feel like it matters that a person is vocal about them being in a relationship or not? Because I know a lot of people feel like, well, it shouldn't matter because it's not like you trying to get with everybody or anything like that. Or some people, they really do take that serious where it's like, well, dang, that's weird. And that's just how I see it. It's just weird to me. It'll be different if you dating somebody, you just getting to know them and this is that, where, you know, you not, y'all don't have no status yet. So yeah, that makes sense. But if you with somebody for 5 years, 3 years, whatever the case, and it's just like people wouldn't even know they even existed, that's just, it's just weird vibes for me. So y'all have to definitely let me know what y'all think about that, okay? Do you feel like it matters? Do you feel like it don't matter? Because at the end of the day, it's about what y'all got going on. But y'all already heard what I had to say. To me, you need to be, it's about consideration for your partner, okay? Because don't nobody, that's one thing I think we can all agree on, is that nobody wants to be in a relationship with somebody who is, you know, literally hiding them. Period. That's one thing I think we can all agree on, okay? So let me know what y'all think about that topic right there. And speaking of relationships, I wanted to get into the whole Cardi B thing. Now, recently, Cardi B was being dragged or being talked about or whatnot. You know, people are always mad at her for something. She had a live where she was talking about, I guess, a situation that happened maybe a week or two prior to her talking about it, where she said that Offset has showed her how some chick had slid into his DM. And when she saw that, when he showed it to her, she noticed that she recognized who the girl was. And apparently the girl was just saying like, oh, your son is cute or whatnot, right? And so she was sharing how, you know, she thought it was crazy because it's like, you know, why is a girl who's friends with somebody who clearly hates my guts and who I've been into it with before and is considered the ops, you know, even writing you? You know, so I just find it like bitches is on some funny shit, basically. So she was just sharing, how she felt like, you know, people be petty and they be just trying to, you know, be on some messy shit and just how petty females can be or whatnot, right? But for, yeah, so I'm thinking like, well, what's the problem with why people going against her and coming for her on that? Like, what's wrong with that? But apparently it's because they saying, oh, she's insecure and it's not our fault that Offset cheated on you a million times and you really need to stop thinking that everybody trying to get your man because he the one who trying to do this and do that. And you know, and they basically was coming at her because they feel like what the girl said was not offensive, like her saying that his son was cute. But here's my thing. We women, most of us, we have a third eye for when it comes to seeing straight through some bullshit. Especially, maybe not with men all the time, but when it comes to other women, oh, baby. You can say we jump to conclusions a lot, but a lot of times we be right about how petty other women can be. Now, that would have struck me too, because it's like, for one, bitch, you could have commented that on the picture, okay? You don't DM it. Or I guess the girl commented on his Insta story. And so we all know if you comment on somebody's story, it's going to turn into a DM, basically, okay? But either way, it's like, yeah, y'all know we look into that, period. First of all, he brought it to her, okay? He brought it to her. So obviously it stood out to him. You know, so I just want to put that out there because a lot of people love to be like, well, y'all be trying to go through y'all dudes' phones and y'all some insecure and this, that. No, that ain't always what it is. He brought it to her, okay? Shout out to Offset for being open, you know, in his relationship and, you know, them trying to have some type of, you know, honesty there, because a lot of y'all wouldn't dare show y'all DMs to your boyfriends or your girlfriends, so don't hate. But yeah, so everybody's coming at Cardi because they like, well, the girl ain't even say nothing like, oh, what's your number, or like nothing flirty. But my thing is, like I said, we know when somebody's trying to be petty. Girl, you're best buddies with a bitch who hates my guts, who can't stand my guts, okay? And all of a sudden you writing my man. It's not sweet. This ain't that, you know, like I really feel for Cardi because that's me all day. Like I'm going to put them two and two together and I don't give a damn if I come up with 24. Like, you can call me, Miss Jump to Conclusions if you want to, but it's not about that all the time. Like, that right there, she did her math and it adds up. Like, come on now, you best buds with somebody who I done been into it before. Everybody know I can't stand, she can't stand me, etc., etc., and all of a sudden, like, you trying to write Offset for what? You don't even know this man. And then your son cute. Like, and then this is how petty I am. Like, and this is how I think, like, when it comes to, like, and it's not even about me being a negative person, but it's about me knowing how negative people think. So if you already on some petty shit, or you're a person who's trying to do something petty towards somebody who you don't like, or because your friend don't like them, this is how this would have went. Oh, your son is cute. Let's say he responded, thank you. Then she probably would have responded with, He's cute just like you. I swear, you tell me I'm lying. I swear, like that, she was trying to get her foot in the door. You know what I'm saying? People know how to ease their way into some shit. Don't ever get it twisted. Y'all know. Y'all done seen that before. So Cardi wasn't making a big deal out of it. She just was kind of ranting about it. Like, it's crazy how, females can be, and how messy people can be and just dramaful and like really think they slick and then be trying to play it off like that, So she was just kind of calling it out. It was one of those moments where it's like, bitch, you tried it. You tried it, hoe. That shit ain't work. Okay? In the name of City Girls. You tried it. And that's just how it is. Like, don't try to drag sis because she spoke on, something she peeped, okay? Because y'all are the same way. A lot of us regular daglers are the same way. If we see that somebody, trying to be on some sly shit, we might make a post and be like, yeah, people think they slick, or like we gonna say something too. We gonna do something or say something to let it be known, like, yeah, I see you, boo. Like, I just feel like that was her moment where she's just kind of like letting it be known, like, yeah, I see you, but what you doing ain't working, okay? But you ain't slick, period. Like, that's not a reason to drag her and call her insecure. Does she have some insecurities? I'm pretty sure she do, but guess what? A lot of us do. Okay, and stop trying to use this as a moment to tease her about being cheated on. I don't like when people tease people about being cheated on, because that shit ain't funny. Nobody want to be cheated on, okay? Not even cheaters themselves. So don't do it. Don't try it. But I feel like I don't feel like that was a reason to drag her. Sometimes we pay way too much attention to the messenger that we fail to hear the message. Her, she was just saying like how it's a shame how messy people can be, and that people really need help, and that they really are envious or jealous, and really just, will not like you that much that they will go to any extent to try to piss you off or see you upset or down. And that's real shit. So y'all skipped over that to say, oh, she insecure, she mad because somebody in her dude DM. No, it's beyond that. It's just the fact that y'all really be out here doing some nasty stuff and then be thinking that it goes unnoticed. I'm with Cardi, because like I said, I would do the same thing. I'm not gonna argue with no chicks online. I'm not gonna do all of that, because y'all already know you'll be doing that. You'll be typing all damn day messing with some of these chicks because they just ignorant and just ridiculous. But I will let it be known, like, hey, don't think shit's sweet over here. Don't think you just that damn sly and you that, and no. But I think that was some hater shit. I feel like people really just wanted to be like, oh, yo man, he might be he then you got the real negative people who's like, well, he only he probably only did that, probably that's the one time he shared a chick being in his DM. Ain't no telling what he probably write other girls or this that. It's just like, stop, stop. We ain't talking about that. We talk about this right here. He shared it with his wife, and guess what? They were able to talk about it, obviously, and laugh at it together, because it wasn't something that turned into something. That's the whole point. And a lot of y'all wish that y'all could do that with y'all man. Y'all wish that nigga would share with y'all his DM and how bitches be trying to get at them or trying to slide their way into, being flirty with them. Y'all wish they would do that, and they won't. Why? Because they don't want you to see the other shit they've been writing. So I'm just saying, hop off sis about that, because that's not no excuse to try to drag her. She just was sharing how messy and really sad women can be when they don't like you. Because my whole thing is, if I don't like you, I just don't like you, okay? And it's gonna be for a good reason, obviously. I don't just I don't just not like people for no reason. But when I don't like you, I don't want shit to do with you. I'm not checking your page. I'm not trying to see what you up to. I'm not trying to do stuff to piss you off. I'm not doing none of that. And so I felt her when she was saying like how sad it is that people really will go to the they will go so hard to try to piss you off when they could be doing something else with their spare time. Like, and she was saying how it be chicks who be grown as hell. Now Cardi is like what, 26, 27? Like, and she was saying it be bitches in their 30s and 40s and shit still out here doing spiteful shit. And it's true. Why are we like that? Why? So I wanted to bring that up because that's very true. Like, people always quick to call us insecure when we speak on shit like that. We as women who are in a relationship speak on other people disrespecting our relationship. It's not about being insecure, but it's about letting it be known that, yeah, your partner can disrespect the relationship, but it's other people out there who be disrespecting your relationship too. Okay, it's not always about, oh well, your man might be doing something, or oh, it's your girl who do. No, it's some people out there who be on some shady, messy, petty ass shit. Okay, trying to see if that person gonna take the bait just because. Okay, so what do y'all think? Do y'all think that she was wrong for even addressing it? She shouldn't have addressed it? Or do you feel like she's human and she's able to address certain stuff just like how we are? Because anybody who thought that was funny or just found it like, damn, like, we all have our moments where we like, I just find it real funny that people doing this, that around me or behind my back and thinking I'm not noticing it. I would have said the same shit, like, you hoes out here are not slick. Period. Okay, so let me know what y'all think about that. Cardi, I'm on your side on this. A lot of times you get on my nerves with your topics and things you rant about because sometimes you can be a little ignorant, but when you're talking about your personal life and, you know, something like that, or you stating some facts, then I'm fucking with you, and I'm fucking with you on that. These bitches are ruthless. And they just really are disgusting as women sometimes, okay? No, the chick did not say, oh, Offset, I want to suck your dick. No, she did not say, oh, let's fuck or let's hook up. Or no, she didn't say that. But it's the fact that you know you only writing this dude because you friends with somebody who don't like his girl. You know what I mean? And it's one of them things where it's like, all of us who are in relationships or who have been in a relationship before, even if you ain't in one now, you already know it's like this. You already know how that rule go. You not finna be friends with my dude, but you don't like me. It don't work like that. Okay? That ain't gonna work out too well. And vice versa. So that's just what it is. It's one of those things. Like, and don't try to be slick about nothing, okay? Because we are a union. We talk to each other. We share things with each other. So that's why I said shout out to them for, you know, maybe they're not a perfect couple, but at least they got that type of openness in their communication to where he felt like, you know what? Let me show this to her, you know? Because we all know every dude out there damn sure ain't doing that. Same with us females. There's a lot of us who wouldn't dare show our DMs to the dudes we dealing with, because maybe they might take something into offense that they see. Okay? So real quick before I get up out of here, I know since we've been talking on relationships today, I didn't get into the celebrity gossip. That's one of my favorite segments of the episodes that I do, but I just didn't really want to get into that today. But y'all know I will be back and at it in the other episodes. I just wanted to keep it all focused on relationship stuff today. So before I get up out of here, I wanted to talk about what I keep seeing floating around on Twitter and all other, you know, social media and everything, people saying that a lot of relationships are going to end because of this corona shit and the whole stay at home order that, that every, damn near every county got. I feel like, I mean, it's funny. Because it's true, y'all know y'all we so petty out here. We just love talking shit, but I feel like that's only gonna be true for the people who been getting on each other's goddamn nerves, and for the people who both of them are out of work and ain't got nothing going on, and they just getting on each other's damn nerves. That's probably the case, but for us folks who. For one, everybody is not just sitting at home. I do want y'all to understand that. Like, it's a lot of people who still have to work. So, that's not even the case. I know me and my husband, we still work for a considered essential businesses. So, we still have to work, okay? A lot of my friends, they still have to work and stuff. So, you're not, everybody's not just sitting at home, bored, all day, every day. I wish I could have a couple bored days, okay? Not weeks. Mm-mm. Still need to get paid. Nah, a couple bored pay days? Cool. But not paid? Nah. So, I feel like that's only gonna be true for the people who have been out of work for weeks and it's nothing to do and that they get on each other's nerves too bad. Or it's gonna be true for the couples who have they just already got too many issues and that they can't be around each other all damn day because they really low-key can't stand each other asses and been tired of each other for a long ass time. Now for those folks, we need to be praying for them because yeah, they might not make it through this virus situation, but for us still working folks out here, we don't got nothing to be worried about. We get annoyed with each other every now and then, probably daily, but it's not to the extent of where the relationship is at risk. But for those folks who been into it about a lot of shit, and now they asses ain't working or neither one of y'all ain't and ain't no money coming in and all that, yeah, we need to pray for them. Because it might be bad over there. Or to the people who got side niggas or side chicks, but now they couldn't go see them because, hey, they dudes at home, they girls at home, whatever the case may be, yeah, it's about to be some shit, some drama for them because they ain't gonna be able to deal. Okay, but the real relationships, the relationships where people do get along with their mates, they do know how to enjoy each other's company and talk to each other, or they still working, or they still do stuff apart from each other, then they'll be fine. Because, and that's the other thing, even if you're not working right now, both of y'all not working, spend some time with each other. This is the time to spend that quality time. This is the time where you still supposed to be doing stuff as individuals anyways. Like, one person might like going to work out. One person, you know, like it's still stuff that can be done, even though everything fucking closed. Okay, there's still stuff that you could be doing in your spare time. Some people like to write poetry, some people listen to their music, or one person might be, you know, writing a blog, whatever. So, every relationship ain't going through no torture or going downhill just because of this corona thing, y'all. I know we being petty. We got on our petty boots and with the memes and everything, but don't get it twisted. I feel like the good relationships and stuff where it ain't too much big drama or nothing like that going on, they gonna be the ones that stand strong. And then the ones that been having problems prior to this shit is the ones that are definitely gonna suffer. So that's my take on the coronavirus and the effect it's gonna have on relationships. It's definitely gonna have effects, negative effects on relationships if one or both people are not working. If the kids is at home, because that's another thing, the kids is probably getting on every last nerve in your brain. You know, just shit like that. But Everybody ain't breaking up due to this corona stuff. Stop being so petty, y'all, okay? It's just not that serious. Hopefully this shit is over with real soon, okay? So stop being petty. That wraps up this episode, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm glad we got to discuss some things about relationships and how we need to work a little better on defining them and things we do in them. Hopefully the corona is not affecting your relationship in a negative way, because it really shouldn't be. Because, I mean, we gonna get through this, y'all. It's not that serious. Now, unless y'all been having some issues before that, then I don't know. We'll pray for y'all. But I do thank you guys for listening to this episode. As always, make sure that if you are not following the Instagram for Girls Love Talk Podcast, that you are. That's Girls Love Talk Podcast on Instagram. You know, shout me out. Listen to some episodes if you haven't. Tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a friend. Okay? And until next time, y'all have a blessed week. I'm out.